blue flames and anger. He walked into the living room like he owned it, which he did back then, along with her and their son James, named after him, a gift from his wife on a day in November 1997. A burner now flared in the kitchen, one of those medium blue flames gas companies like to show when flaunting how dependable they can be. He had been dependable, draping a chocolate cloth coat over her shoulders and taking her out for chili and beer. Somewhere in the evening, the beer always went to his head, and he'd hit her just enough to draw certain handfuls of tears, leaving her skin pink in the morning air. He was always sorry. Always. If she'd walk through the door this minute, he'd want her to know how sorry, and that the coat still looked like mink on his beautiful girl. This one is called What Happens When You Leave. It had been her Midwestern recklessness as a girl that sent the mysterious shivers up her spine tonight. Once in Cincinnati, overcoming sizable odds, she'd jumped into a truck and simply pointed north, which brought her falling drunk to this Dakota bar and grill, where two Dakota men played pinball, waiting, just waiting for someone like her to come into their lives. She smiled her Cincinnati smile, which brought them to their knees, bells ringing in the hard Fargo night. What followed smelled of a stale drugstore perfume and day-old Pabst, pooled next to the bed, and two dwindling sighs at sunrise, wondering what happened, and if the third sigh made it home okay.